It is the Monday edition. The March Madness is upon us. Wake Tausch up. Edition. The Tausch is going to have to explain his take on postseason conference tournaments, especially after the Badgers breathed new life into their season by reaching the Big Ten Championship Game edition. And the I've got the open, Tausch wrote, and I have no idea what it is. Wildy Thought edition of Wildy and Tausch.
What was that? Is that you speaking?
So it was a thought bubble.
Narration.
It was a thought bubble. Yeah, I was narrating.
It sounds like something you might be doing for a murder mystery party, potentially.
I thought, yeah, if I'm the victim, I want to be the victim.
I think we can probably draw that up.
I'm sure there's been
I'm working on getting Joe Barry to be the victim. See if he's going to be able to get back.
I'll tell you what, the first suspect I'll have is Devondre Campbell.
Oh, boy.
Based on what he posted over the weekend. We'll get to that edition of Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. Check out the video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I just got the link sent to me. I'm very excited to share that with you. I'm Jason Wildy in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and so is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Had a fantastic weekend with some family up in Rochester, Minnesota.
Well, you're big up there.
I'm big everywhere. I think...
I wasn't even going to go there.
That's kind of what you were doing, so I figured I'd just preemptively hit.
We're big in West Bend.
I found that one of my nephews is a huge old T fan, which I was excited about. Shout out Leo. Brought a bunch of my old football cards. I'm his favorite football player. That meant a lot. I loved the little fella this weekend, so that was fun.
How old is he?
Six. He's six. He's a... You know, have one of my nieces not a big fan, and then
of you in general.
Yeah, it's starting to get everybody else on board, so that's been fun to watch. But this was one of those weekends, so we got to go up, and the academy got together. We discussed plans for next year. We talked about what didn't go great, what went well. Pat's all excited because we got that album that Jesse and the crew put out on Spotify. You know, he's feeling pretty good about it. He's got some really cool plans that I was going to share, but we're not going to now. We're going to hold off because I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. They're not even the draft yet. So some fun things. Jesse is going to be put to the test, probably more than he's going to want. He is going to be kind of my guy when it comes to what the plans are just because of, he's really talented, and B, the locality of it. But I'm very excited because I think we always want to teach when we're around young people, right? I think you want to enjoy company, but you also want life lessons. And this weekend, we were able to play a bunch of card games and, you know, have some fun conversations. We got into some very interesting conversations. We went for a hike. We played some baseball. We did a lot of fun stuff. We had the Easter egg hunt. And I'll tell you what, OT, you know, I'm OT with an L. Craig gets a little irritated when I call him, when I continue to call myself OT. And I said, well, I'm not OT. You're OT, original, Tausch.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
He somehow has found a way, and he does this Easter egg hunt every year.
Not on Easter, necessarily.
This is not on Easter, obviously, this year. He finds a way. He had 37 eggs hidden, and now we have Pat's got four kids. We have two. He's got two. He finds a way to get the money egg always to be the last one found, which is not
uncanny.
Easy to do.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Because you're talking about you're outside. It's not like there's a ton of trees and a ton of spots, and he doesn't want mulch being dug up and everything else. Sure. He finds a way every year to get that to be the last egg.
So this is a home game for him, though. So, like, home he knows game. All the nooks and crannies of his and we, Rochester
he
does. Residence.
He's got it dialed in pretty good. And okay. It's a little unfair because, obviously, my knee's not great. And I'm a heavier set fella. I don't want to be rolling around on the grass, looking under steps. And, you know, I'm not interested in all that low. Like, I'm a badger.
The low-hanging egg.
The low-hanging eggs. Exactly.
You guys are finishing each other's sentences. That's cute. I'm not interested in, like, burrowing under steps and, like, crawling around like I'm a mechanic without the little sliding. Like, I always thought the mechanics had it pretty good when they'd slide out from under the car with their thing and say, oh, you got a catalytic converter, Dale. Like, I always thought that was cool. Well, there ain't any of those slides.
Is there a butt crack danger when you're rooting around?
Let me tell you something. There's always a butt crack danger, as you know. Kohler Services, they remove that butt crack danger by being pros. So he does that. Pat finds the egg. Everybody's happy. Guess what? Old T got in because you grab eggs. You got a little number in there, right? And
sure.
It corresponds with a prize that's
a lot of work.
Oh,
which is fun, right? There's some quarters
awesome
in there.
I like
there's
when the prize is in the egg.
But well, adults are eligible.
Adults
this is
eligible.
Not
yes.
Kids only.
So the young kids get to go out like 20 seconds early because there's some low-hanging eggs, as you guys put it, that are just laying there.
It's a huge grab advantage. Them. 20 whole seconds.
And then you get moving. And it usually takes about 30 minutes. And yeah, so I end up getting an egg with the number 12 in it. Guess what was in there? If you guys can remember back to Christmas, where there was a little controversy.
Caramels.
There were caramels. The exact same caramels. Angie was not interested in cracking open the caramels, but you know who was? Old Patty Boy. He wanted all those caramels. I said, well,
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was on St. Patrick's. It was the day before St. Patrick's Day. So he ends up, we end up opening up the caramels. He eats them. I think the caramels.
Are you just never going to get them, or what?
I don't know. Well,
were they stale?
So, but there, it is pressure packed. It's packed, so you don't want to crack that seal till you have to.
Oh, sure.
And the thing is, they literally had ice cream cake. Oh, by the way, would you rather have the ice cream cake decorated the way it's supposed to be, or get it 50% off if it's decorated poorly?
50% off.
Oh, heck yeah, 50%.
Everybody, that's what happened. I'm not going to tell you which ice cream joint does blizzardy cakes, but Angie goes to pick it up, and it's her birthday coming up, so we celebrated both their birthdays, et cetera, et cetera.
Was it caramel flavor?
It was not.
Did you put caramels on it?
And if I'm being honest with you, we all know the key to a good ice cream cake is
it's the crunchy middle.
The crunchy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, nothing in there. Old T got none of the fudge.
Wait a minute, there's nothing
in it? No, there was, but Old T sliced. No, none of that good crisp. None of that good crispy.
Sounds like kind of a rough go for you.
No, it was good. I ended up winning the Euchre tournament. I ended up, what else did I win? There's another game that I won. So it was fine. But the reason, what I wanted to get to, this was all just the ice. This wasn't the ice cream on top of the ice cream cake. This was all part of just the fun week, and it was action-packed. But there is this dice game that is up at OT's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never played it because it looks dumb. Okay, it just looks dumb. And okay. I see these guys just pounding and going and going. Well, I get up there late Friday afternoon, early evening, and I see it sitting there, and Pat and his crew and Grandma had not been there yet, so I start shaking. Jesse, throw this thing up for the video stream. I'll describe it for our audio stream. It has 12 numbers, 1 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
The dice, you have to roll. You have to clear it without not being able to move. Like, if you can't move it, you have to reset. So, in essence, if I roll a 9, 5 and a 4, or I can just flip the 9 up. 5 and a 5, you go 10, and you can go 6 and 4, all the stuff. And eventually it gets to, you have to roll a midnight blue, a 12. You have to roll 3. But you can get it, you have to just clear all those numbers. And I thought, easy, I'll do it within an hour.
Is this in your lap?
It is.
Okay.
Why do you
ask? I just saw your foot in the back there. For those that are not on video, which I think is a very important thing to remember on our show, because we all get hung up on our video.
I was describing it so it wasn't on the video, but I understand what you're saying. And if you could tell, the felt on there, very worn. A lot of usage.
A lot of games.
Very worn.
Sure.
It's called Shut the Box, by the way.
Is that what it's called?
Shut the Box, yeah.
Okay, well, we went between leaving the numbers down and flipping them up or flipping them down. It depends on which way. Because I know you've played this. I almost guarantee you've played this.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay, so...
Oh, good.
So I think, all right, great. It's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time we get up there. I think I'm going to have it knocked out in an hour. I probably shook those dice. And this is no joke. Every time we didn't have something we were doing, if we weren't hiking or we weren't eating or we weren't playing cards, I'm shaking this dice box. And it was basically if we said, schlip me them blints, you had to pass the box. Otherwise, I could sit there and go for an hour.
I'm sorry. Schlip
me them blints. It's an old Denny Tauscher blinds sheephead game. Schlip me them blints, which basically means I want the blinds. I want the box.
What
I want
a great homage to Denny.
Yes.
That's nice.
It was. So... I'm literally, I shake this thing hours, and I wanted to give in, Jesse.
Obsessed much?
I'm annoyed. I'm getting there. I get it down to 7. All I got to do is roll a 7. Can't do it. Wanted to get an 8. And it takes probably a 70 to 80 shakes to get in a position where you only have, you want to get it where you just need to roll a 7, 8, or a 9 to win the game. You want to get the 12 off. You want to get the 10, 11 off. You want to get those numbers off. And I could see Max looking at me. I could see my new favorite, Leo, looking at me and Calvin. And they're all looking there saying, is he going to give in? Is he going to quit? And you guys know the answer to that, right?
No.
Never quit.
Old Don't T know the meaning of the word quit. I was going to persevere until I did it. And
surprised you're here in time for the show.
And I'm not going to lie to you. So Friday it goes till about 11 o'clock, nothing. Okay? Get up early Saturday to get started because everybody's still sleeping. I'm shaking for
Wait,
hours.
You got up early before everyone else in the house on Saturday just to play
this game? Well, I
want to
get shakes in. Yes, because you, if people say schlip me in a blitz, you got to pass the box, and then you got to get back into order. Yeah, whatever, loser.
He's sitting there all night in bed with his eyes open, thinking about the box game, looking up strategy.
So sneaking out. There is strategy, actually. There is some strategy.
Sure.
So I'm shaking all day, and now everybody's in. Everybody wants, because if you get it, you get to put your name on the back of the board. And it's only been done, and I didn't realize it, it's only been done 8 or 9 times.
In how many years?
This box, I have new, usually I say this
looks
is
pretty worn.
I said, this is dumb. I don't usually play. I want to do other stuff. And for whatever reason, this trip, I decided to jump in head first. And I shook. And we hiked. And then I came back and I shook. And then we watched the Badger game. And I shook. And I shook. And it gets to be 9:15 Saturday night. I wanted to give in. I'm tired because I got up at 6:30 to shake. I shook all day. I had people saying, you can't do it. And I'm sitting there, and Jesse, this because you've played this. I have 12 and a 3 left. I don't even think I have a shot.
No chance.
I got the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 done, knocked down. But I'm down to 12 and a 3, which are, you can't win there.
No way.
And
no,
OT is sitting there because he is in line. He had sent Schlittman and Blintz, so he's sitting there waiting. And he doesn't believe. I don't even really believe. And then something magical happened about 9:15 Saturday night. I roll a midnight blue 12, and I'm looking at it like, I still didn't believe, because now I'm sitting there, and I'm down
to a 3.
I'm down to a 3.
No way.
I have been shaking, like I said, shaking for hours, and my hands are hurting. My right shoulder with the rotator cuff is hurting.
Sure. Knees bothering you.
Oh, and I don't have anything to drink. It's just, it's emotional. I'm getting emotional. I'm sitting there, and I shake the dice thinking it's going to be a 9. It's going to be an 8. Don't you dare throw boxcars at me. And I roll the 3. At 9:15, as a rerun of Saturday Night Live is fluttering in the living room, I roll the 3. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't know if Sarah captured it. I got emotional. I got emotional.
Is there a hidden camera in his home that we could check the surveillance?
I got emotional about rolling that 3-piece nugget. I thought, as it was going, I should do what I've asked Jesse to do, which was do this with bowling to get to 300. I legitimately thought I should have been doing this live streaming because it would have been 20.
People would have turned it off.
Probably. But it would have been a 24-hour chase to greatness. Old T got it done. Can you imagine rolling a 12 and a 3 to finish? It was unbelievable.
It's a Cinderella story.
So that was kind of
March
my weekend.
Madness, magic.
It was really emotional because I wanted to make sure those kids to see the perseverance. It could have been Jason. It would have been easy just to say,
"What a lesson for the young people."
It would have been really easy just to walk away and say, "No, it's not a big deal." But I didn't. And I finished it, and I feel really good.
Wow. I think we're all better for it.
That is my little nugget from this weekend.
How much money did you win if you found the golden goose egg in the...
I think with inflation, he went up a little bit, but I didn't win, so I don't know.
Okay. First of all, if we don't come back with AC/DC's Shook Me All Night Long... There is something wrong with our
I'm
production
telling
value.
You, like, I literally had the sound of it hitting the felt, boxing around in my head. Like, it was borderline torture.
So, would you, now that you've climbed Everest.
I did not touch the dice.
No,
the rest
we're not
going to
accuse you of cheating.
No, I didn't cheat. No, I'm saying, because Pat ended up getting it later. He kept shaking. I said, I did not touch the dice box after I got my 3. That was it
sure.
for the weekend.
You should retire. No doubt.
No, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to jump back on. But for that weekend?
No. Go out on top. It's like making your last shot at a basketball court. A couple questions, as there's often been, there is the case with you, from me. One, would you say that Sarah and the kids felt that perhaps you... were so obsessed with chasing perfection that you may have ignored your family?
No.
Or do you think you did a good job of balancing?
Really good job. That's why
your
I tried to grab hours. I specifically grabbed hours where it was they're sleeping or there was somebody was doing something else. I tried to grab some time. I made sure to not be overly obsessive.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you might have been obsessive.
I wanted to win.
My only other question is, for this momentous moment, I'm not saying that you made this elaborate story up. I'm not, because there's too much detail.
I can assure you
it's
I
obviously
did not.
The truth.
Yes.
So if you're going to send a photo, though,
yep.
wouldn't it be appropriate to send the photo of the championship roll that launched the fireworks and all the excitement? Were people excited when you did it? Like, was everyone very supportive, or they're like, oh, thank God we can get Uncle Old T back in the mix?
I don't know. It felt like, I know I felt
there
more
was no court storming in the
no,
living room.
No, there was no court storm, because at this point some of the kids have been downstairs playing ping pong and other stuff, so they were, I think, kind of out of it. And Max was the one, because he got obsessed. He saw me being obsessed, and he got obsessed. And sure. everybody wanted in, and just as it was a real, it was a moment. It was a moment.
Is it the most satisfied you've ever been winning a game?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's power ranking because of the prisoner of the momentness to it. It meant more
since
than
since beating
it should.
Seattle in the 2003 NFC.
It meant more than it should have. I'll say that.
Was it better than the Super Bowl?
It meant more than
it actually
should have.
Played.
It meant more than it should have. Let me put it to you that way.
Well, we're happy for you. What an emotional roller coaster this story was. It started with your visible butt crack rooting around for eggs, and it ended in a championship. Yeah. Which was not the case for the Badgers in Minneapolis and the Big Ten tournament. We'll talk more about March Madness and Devondre Campbell, who felt misused, kind of like the dice, for much of the day for the pre-Easter celebration at OT's original Tausch's home. I guess I can understand you were so enthusiastic and no one else was there, apparently, with a camera to capture the winning roll against all odds. So we got a photo of you rolling a 5 and a 3.
Yeah, he gave us an 8 in the picture. Like, at least stage it so it looks like the final roll.
Right. How about a recreation?
One here is going to be any wiser. Just tell us it was the winning roll that you took a snapshot of there.
Right. He would know.
Lessons learned.
Yeah. Lessons that you have learned over these many, many years, and now you share with others. Much like you showed all your young nieces and nephews the value of perseverance. Yep. The other lesson that you should impart to them is someday when they're homeowners, I know, how old are they? Six? Leo's six?
Yep.
Someday Leo's going to own a home, and Leo's going to need to replace the windows, and you're going to tell him, Leo, take it from Uncle Old T. Go to Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed. I've been saying it for years. I'll tell everybody that I can possibly tell if you've been waiting to replace broken windows or doors, or if you just want to revitalize your home with a new look. Don't wait. Don't wait. Now is the time. Keep competing. Work. You'll get it. And you can get it done right now, because from now until March 31st, 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Pella it up now and pay it up later. 3 years later, in fact. Order by March 31st. Get 0% interest for 3 years. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply.
We went on that journey with Tausch. Now the journey begins in the national basketball tournament with both the Badgers and the Marquette Golden
Eagles.
Is
that what they call it now, the National Basketball
I started
tournament?
On the wrong road. I appreciate you catching that.
Well,
March Madness.
NBT, huh? I don't think you can say March Madness.
March
Madness. Oh, this can. Again.
No, you can't say it.
I can.
So maybe that's what. So the National, can you say you could should buy certain things at the National Basketball Tournament? Is that fair or is that foul?
March Madness is upon us. I am not here to advocate for any of our partners in conjunction with that phrase, but it is the time where Tausch said, wake me in March. The time has come. The Badgers are in the tournament, so are the Golden Eagles. We'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Where's you shook me all night long? Hey, let's go. That's a miss.
Let's go. Whoops.
Let's go. Got a lot going on back there, I know.
This is what happens when we spend all this time together during commercial breaks.
Kyle Cousineau, the unofficial mayor of Green Bay, sends along a photo of his shut the box game. He has a four-person shut the box.
Is that a bigger box, or is what is that?
No, yeah, it's about the same size.
You've got the same, roughly the same area for throwing your dice in, but it's like a board, like you'd play a board game, kind of. It looks like.
Can we just show a picture?
Scrabble.
So I'll see if I.
He's
can
working
find it.
On saving it from Twitter. He didn't text it to me. It looks like when you play Scrabble and you sit around a square table, you each have your little tiles in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you've got your 1 to 12 numbers that you open and close. So you could turn this into a communal experience as opposed to, what's the Denny Tauscher phrase that you have to give up the
Telling
box
out.
For? No, that's not. Schlip me the blints, yes, indeed. So.
Oh, okay, that's something. That's a bigger board.
If you're watching on the video stream, Tausch has it, but you don't. So we'll get that posted for you so you can see the Schlip Me the Blintz free
version
of the game.
We could do like a WT tournament. I just don't know if... Oh, they only have 10. They only got it down to 10. That makes it a lot easier. Midnight Blue, hard to do. Midnight Blue is hard to do.
Very, very good rhyme.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it only has 10.
Well, I think because... would take
right
18
out of space,
hours.
I'll get it here
it'll
in a minute.
It'll take 24 hours.
So we have the four-sided one up at Becca's family's cabin in Krivitz.
We're going to spend a whole second segment on this game.
Very popular game. We like to
it's
play.
It's a fun game, but it's drive you nuts.
Becca's, even more fun to talk about than play.
Becca's brother Nick has indoctrinated the 21-plus edition of Shut the Box, which is every person keeps track of their own score.
Here we go.
When you can't roll anymore, whatever's left up is your score. So if you leave a 5 and a 3, like you get an 8 or whatever. And so whoever has the lowest is in the clear. The other three members of the game
chugging beer.
Beer, Tito's, whatever's available.
Mm-hmm. Trying to rhyme.
To take care of business there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's whenever you pick up the game and put it down on the, it's like Jumanji. Once you roll, the rules apply. Whoever's got the dice or is sitting at the table, you're in.
Wait, is Jumanji a real game? I just thought that was a movie.
They do sell a Jumanji board game. I don't know if they still do, but my friend Dave had it for a long time. Like, we played
Tier
it a
one,
couple
Dave?
Of, tier one, yeah. He just got married a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Tier one Dave is definitely lower than tier one Tyler for the show. Like, I don't feel like Dave brings a lot to the show.
Well,
Tyler does.
Dave doesn't listen every day. Tyler's a dedicated fan.
Then Dave's even lower on the rankings for old T.
All right. It's 9:30. The Badgers played in the Big Ten
championship. Yeah, what a fun weekend of hoops.
Not that, like, you'd know from listening to our show.
When I was in between shaking dice, 10. Come on, Coos. Get to the 12 piece. 10 piece is way too easy.
But 12 piece nugget.
I'm guessing that's for speed purposes, because I don't think Coos wants to sit around with three other people and shake dice.
It's got a city to run.
Somewhere between 18 and 38 hours. The question that was posed as we were sitting around up in Minnesota was, in the long run, in the grand scheme, because this is going to, I'm nervous. I'm glad we played Friday.
You think they're tired.
This was a energy sucker. It was awesome. Great game. Purdue, we got jobbed all over the place. Like, jobbed. Terrible officiating.
And we still won.
Still found a way to beat Purdue, which was great. Illinois, we ran out of gas. I think we ran out of gas. We couldn't guard old boy. The guy posted us up like it was butter. No big deal.
Posted us up like it was butter.
Yeah, that guard. What's the guy? Domastic, or what is his name?
Marcus Damask of LePond.
Damask. We were Damasks for not bringing him in, keeping him in Wisconsin. But
good use of Damask.
Thanks. But all of that said, when you look back at it, both of my brothers thought winning the Big Ten championship is more meaningful than a Sweet 16 appearance. So if you had to, you know, obviously going to a Final Four, and that's the greatest. Just hold up. Going to a Final Four is the best. But if this season had shook out. You see what I did there?
You didn't even know you did that there.
I didn't, but it was really good. When Greg Gard retires or is fired, which is what happens to coaches, would it be more meaningful for him to say we won the conference championship in 2024 or we made it to the Sweet 16? What do you care more about? And I would say it's always about the tournament. The tournament's everything. I'm a Sweet 16 guy, but there's more meaning. I think it's more meaningful on a coach's resume to say we won the Big Ten tournament. And that was an interesting, and I was hoping to see that up on my Twitter feed this morning from the WT account as a preemptive poll. It was not, which is okay. You
is
guys,
it cropping
I sent,
photos
sounds okay.
I sent that to y'all, and y'all acted like I was a complete moron for even asking the question.
Well, now I feel bad because Helmut and Pat, I'm a big fan of them. And I feel bad because I don't understand what their logic is. So maybe next you could explain their logic, which would get us further into some tournament talk. I don't know the rules about the national basketball tournaments that is about
NBT.
To occur.
NBT on NBC. I think it's on a, I think
it's
that
on
tournament's
Peacock.
On NBC. Yeah,
only on Peacock. So I don't want to call it anything else. Do they have Prize Picks for the national basketball tournament that is coming up?
Prize Picks covers everything. You guys know that. I've told you this for years.
I
didn't
know
that. Prize Picks has it all. It's got college.
Highlight.
It's got everything you could possibly want.
Rugby.
Big Joker guy. Even if they had Kyrie Irving last night. Whatever it might be, Prize Picks has it. The number one daily fantasy sports app. And it's simple. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats. You place your entry. I love golf. We had the Players' Championship this weekend. I didn't have a great weekend on it. I didn't win a ton like I did with this dice game. But Prize Picks has it all. And they got injury insurance, the only daily fantasy platform that does it. So even if one of your players goes down, they'll keep you covered. Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use that code WI. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I would like
you. I'm curious, can Coos, if you're still listening, can you tell us how long those games typically play when you get rid of Midnight Blue? I'm guessing it's a lot quicker, right? And is it rapid fire?
You could reply to his tweet.
Or do you rotate around? Is it quick?
Mm, yeah. No, you have to go one at a time.
It's one at a time.
Yeah.
That's okay. Pretty nice.
Although the way this one looks with the different colored dice, it looks like you could just everybody roll at once.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then it's whoever flips the numbers down quicker wins. Yeah. So if you're down to two and both get it, whoever's pink gets it down. This might be an idea. This might be an opportunity. WT it.
I could talk about Shut the Box all day, and apparently I'm going to.
Sorry, we have hobbies. We have hobbies.
Don't apologize.
Why don't you tell us more about metal hangers that you're selling? How are those metal hangers
that
you're selling? You sold them, huh?
Yeah, all of them.
Legitimately had five people text me and say, "Is Wildy doing okay financially? He's literally selling metal hangers."
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. I appreciate their concern.
Too much stagflation.
No, that's not what it is. I would like you to, as their representative, explain, because you guys, I don't have any doubt that the Tauscher brothers argued about this and debated it, because that's what you guys do when you're together, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so I would like you to represent their position.
Well, because I'm going to represent my position. You guys represent theirs because you guys thought I was nuts to even bring it up.
No, because...
You both did.
Hey,
Look back at the text string.
Hey, dummy. We agreed with you.
What'd you call me?
You heard me. We agreed with you. That's why we need you to represent their position.
Ugh. Well, I don't agree with their position, but I'll let you know.
But you need to tell us what they argued.
But I'll let you know their position on why winning a conference championship is more meaningful than a Sweet 16. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Thank you for your service, Tausch.
Well, what happened?
Well, you're going to explain your brother's position, even though it's not your position. So thank you for taking on this task, because I don't understand it.
So what? I guess when I sent you guys that text last night, you both said it was dumb. Because what? You just assume if you don't...
I would appreciate it if you would keep our opinions... on your brother's opinions between us or among us.
Well, we're talking about it right now. It's not like this is something that's off the record, Mr. Journalist.
I'll say your brother's opinions were dumb.
Okay. I don't want to do that. I don't understand them. Maybe they're playing four-dimensional chess on us.
You're looking at it. A Sweet 16 isn't a championship. It's not a Final Four.
It's not, but you're winning two games in the NCAA tournament, which is far more important.
You would have just won four after a disappointing end of your regular season, and I do think winning right now, if you ask Greg Gard's resume, you would say two conference championships. You wouldn't say a Sweet 16 and 0-18. You wouldn't. So, Craig, I don't want to speak for them. I have to because they're working and not on the show, but their point is it's a cumulative thing, and it's something that I think you take a ton of pride in. Sweet 16s for smaller programs, I think, are really cute. They're fun. But I don't think we're at the point where we celebrate. Now, is it a big blanking deal to make it to that next week? Your program gets all that extra exposure? Absolutely.
Correct.
But if you think, all right, we make the Sweet 16, then we get beat by whomever Thursday night in the second week, I would much rather be sitting here and saying, Me personally, I want us to win in the tournament. That's where the money's on the table. Just like the Packers going 15-1 and getting beat by the Giants, nobody cares about that NFC North championship. But this is a little bit different in the fact, if I'm asking about Greg Gard, the first thing that comes to my mind is you won the 2020 simulated COVID national championship. That is some magazine. That's a great win. Championship.
ESPN.com.
Basketball Power Index.
But he won two Big Ten outright championships. That's a big deal.
Conference championships, like regular season championships. Yeah, but that was not the argument. I thought you were talking about the conference tournament.
I am. And I'm saying this weekend you said, oh, you win two games and you did it. You just won four against two big boy teams if you had beaten Illinois.
All right. So, again, if you would do us this solid, where your brother's arguing that winning a Big Ten regular season title is more
conference.
Than
it's not about the big. It's about the conference tournament because obviously we were watching the game. That's how we started talking about it. And I'm because asking you right now, and this is the crux of the question. We all know NCAA, or as you like to call it, National Basketball Tournament. They win. You win those games. It's a big deal. But when you look at the big picture, Bo Ryan's an outlier because we're going to talk with the Final Fours and that we got jobbed against Duke. That's going to be your conversation.
Could happen again in round two.
Dick Bennett, Final Four. That's what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. With Greg Gard right now, let's say he coaches two more years and it's he's middle of the pack, blah, blah, blah. Right now, if you're saying Greg Gard, his highlights, had they beaten Illinois yesterday, that is the third highlight on his thing. And they're all about in the same category. You got two Big Ten regular season championships and a Big Ten tournament championship. That has some merit, even though I think we should get rid of them. I don't want the Big Ten, even though it was great entertainment.
Yeah, you said they were dumb.
They are dumb. They're dumb because it doesn't really matter unless you win the whole thing.
So the Sweet 16 that they reached at Madison Square Garden with Shoey's belt and everything, that's not the top of the resume for Gard?
That would be fourth, in my opinion, after these two.
So you're agreeing with your brothers?
I'm saying right now, when I look at this.
This is really confusing.
For me as a fan, it's about the Sweet 16. That's not the question I asked. The
Don't
question
yell at
I
me.
Asked, well, you're sitting here, this is really confusing. For me, it's
it
about
is.
The NCAA tournament because that's all that matters. You're supposed to be Johnny Journey guy. You always say, it isn't about this, it's about the journey of the season. And now you're going against that. I think most people will instantly react and say, it's about winning because you have two tournament games coming up this weekend, hopefully. That's what I think.
Indeed.
But when you look at the resume of these coaches and you start looking at their accolades, I don't think you're putting down, oh, they reached the Sweet 16 ahead of winning a conference championship. I don't.
So I'm on Greg Gard's Wikipedia page. It lists, for each season, the year, the school, the overall record, the conference record, where they finished in the Big Ten regular season standings, and what happened in the NCAA tournament. It makes no mention about how they fared in the Big Ten conference tournament, which you yourself said is dumb, and all big conference tournaments are dumb. Smaller tournaments, smaller conference tournaments you are okay with.
Love them. Yep.
Reached the Sweet 16 in 15-16 and in 16-17. Missed the tournament in 18. Made the tournament, lost in the opening round. In 19, won the simulated national title in 20, won opening round games in 21 and 22, reached the NIT semifinals in 23, and now have reached the tournament again this year. If you are talking about a body of work, and this is where my confusion lies, I would say that Big Ten regular season titles mean more than Big Ten conference tournament titles.
Agree.
But how far you get in the tournament, if Greg Gard never gets to an Elite Eight, no, the Sweet 16 will not be the most impressive thing on his resume. But when it comes to how do you view your season, it is all about the tournament. Yes,
totally
I
agree with that.
The journey is so crucial.
Yeah.
And the reason why the Big Ten tournament was so important for this specific Badgers team is because they were left for dead after losing 8 of 11. And then they reel off four victories in 4 days, or whatever they did, to get to the championship game, and they breathed life back into their season. Now, I agree with your concern that by breathing life into their season, by doing that, they now may be tired when it comes to playing in the National Basketball Tournament, as
mm-hmm.
I've called it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything you said. What I'm asking is, can it be the case that for the Badgers, given where they were, that this tournament was really important to get their you-know-what together. Whereas for Purdue, probably better that they lost and Zach Edey and the crew get the rest to get ready for the tournament, because what do we remember about Purdue last year? I can tell you one person in my house who hasn't forgotten what they did in the tournament last year.
They won the Big Ten tournament.
And then they lost in the first round of the NCAAs to become the second number one seed to ever lose to a 16.
Yeah. Fairly Dickinson.
That's fairly accurate.
I guess when I got your text about this debate with your brothers, and
so
I'm not
Jason,
here.
Let me ask you this. Look at this right now. Season's over. The Wisconsin Badgers got beat on a Thursday night in Omaha, Nebraska versus Kansas. I don't know who they could play. Or they beat Illinois yesterday.
Well, you've got them.
What are you happy
making the Sweet 16?
What are you putting it at? What are you happier about?
If they beat James Madison and Duke and they lose to Houston in the Sweet 16, okay. That's what you're saying?
Thank you, Jesse.
Scenario.
Yeah. When you look back 5 years from now, what are you going to remember more?
I still remember Shoey's belt, and that was in a Sweet 16 game.
And they lost that game, yeah.
Right? Thanks to Chris Chioza.
Okay, so I would you're think, on board with that. That's great.
I'm not going to remember.
Mad at me about. I think like,
I'm
yelling
not,
at
no
me.
One's, I'm you're, not no, yelling
you're
at you.
Me.
I'm not at all.
Jesse?
I wasn't
he's
even
not
finished.
Scolding no. You.
You changed the question, and if it's guard's resume versus what you're remembering about the season or what you care about or what dictates whether the season's a success
when
or not.
When you're listing accolades, which is what happens when people get into Hall of Fames or whatnot, you're going to look at it and you're not going to say Gardo made four Sweet 16s before you say he won a conference championship. You're not. Right?
I agree. But
that's my question. In the
moment, you are Mr. Wake Me in March, so you yourself are admitting that you don't really care about the course of the Big Ten regular season and winning the regular season title.
For the Badgers, it's a little different because I do watch outside of Peacock games. I watch. I care. I want them to win. So it's a little different
not
when it becomes
Peacock,
this,
no.
But it still comes down to Wake Me in March, how do you do in the tournament? That is the crux of what we all care about. But when you look at it holistically, you go back and when you're listing it, winning a conference championship is better than being in a Sweet 16.
Yeah. When you were predicting how this year's team was going to go, you did not say they are going to beat out Purdue and win the conference championship regular season title. You didn't predict, boy, this team is playing really well. They're going to win a Big Ten tournament title. You said they're going to be a Final Four team. And then they went into a death spiral.
I haven't given in yet. And by the way, they made the Final Two, which is even better than the Final
Four.
Very
impressive. Yeah.
Because what you really meant was the Big Ten tournament, not the NCAA tournament.
I will
need
it. What I've learned from you.
Before Thanksgiving.
What I've learned from you is say enough, but then make sure you leave yourself some outs. It's a great piece
I'm
of
glad
advice
I could
that
teach
you've
you
given.
This. Yeah, you're welcome for my service.
I'll tell you this. I feel sick about myself, and I won't do it, and I can't do it, and I will refuse to do it. I meant Final Four. And the sledding, it is going to be.
But you meant Jordan Love.
It's going to be
Thanksgiving 2024.
Did you know that when you're doing the Iditarod, that when you're running up these hills, you have to get off of the dogs and run alongside when you're climbing hills? I thought the Iditarod was pretty chill, where you're just like mushing the dogs. When you're climbing big hills, you got to get your big butt off and sprint with the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs can't carry up the hill.
I didn't realize that.
Especially not you.
Oh, yeah, you're real thin.
That wasn't very nice,
Jason.
You
are being a complete and utter jerk today.
That's not true at all.
No, it is. You're not even doing this. Oh, you're dumb. Oh, this box game's dumb. Oh, this is stupid. Oh, we're going to talk more about the box?
I never said the box game was dumb.
Oh, the Sweet 16. Why don't you tease it out?
I never said, why don't you tease it out? You decided to do it.
Somehow you've got Jesse in your camp now. I need to find someone else because now I ask questions and Jesse is so afraid of you that he refuses to.
Maybe you're just wrong on this one.
About you being a jerk? No. Maybe
yes,
about the conference championship I might be. But not about you being a jerk star. No, sir.
Well, what I'm also not wrong about is the madness is back. And so is your chance at proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tourney, and get a $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs. Start getting those scouting reports done now before the bracket is fully set. We've got the play-in games, or whatever, the first four coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. And get ready. Fill one out on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app or on ESPN.com. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full rules and details. Let's play some trivia.
I was thinking, what if we did trivia? Have we ever done a five-piece where we did a five-piece nuggie on trivia? Is that something we've ever have entertained?
What?
Do a five-piece. Like
five for questions?
When you're not here on Friday?
No. I'm just, not this week, but I'm saying in the future, could you do a five-piece? Is that something we could pull off?
What? I don't understand what you're even asking.
You get five contestants
and
you read 15
questions.
Hey, don't
be a jerk store to them. Stop being a jerk, Jesse.
I'm not being a jerk.
No, five I'm not talking piece. To you.
We've done
We're all
double.
Being jerks to you.
Have we ever done a five-piece?
You want to do five contestants at once?
I'm asking if it's possible.
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you. See, I can just have a nice, easy dialogue. Not everything needs to be a fight, Jason.
Jesse, what's today's category and what caller? Maybe if you had spent a little more time sleeping.
I feel like Devondre Campbell right now.
And a little less time. Not that anyone listening to this show would have any idea what we're talking about.
I don't feel respected. Feel like I'm being miscast and misused by you two idiots.
Oh, idiots. Now who's
you've called me fat.
I wasn't very nice, Tosh.
Yes, but he's been really mean.
I did not call you fat.
You've been jerky. You've been jerk-storish. Let's get to trivia.
For the record, I'm afraid of both of you. The sports weekend recap is the category, recapping a very busy weekend in the world of basketball.
Bunch of dumb conference tournaments, from what I've been told. Caller number four for the final four. No, you know what? Sweet 16, because that's a measure of your success as a basketball coach. Caller 16, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 16 will play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. Words can't say it, I can do. Not so cool, it's all for you.
Rain comes pouring down. Is this even legal? We've got Jerry in the Prairie who played. Did he not play on Friday?
He did.
He was Friday's trivia contestant.
But he didn't win the drawing.
No, he ended up getting one right when he was trying to get them all wrong, I think.
Oh, I wonder what his strategy will be today.
I want this to be a get them all wrong week. That's what I'm hoping for.
Do you get to decide that?
No. That's the beautiful part about it. I don't.
Okay. Well, let's welcome him in. It is Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry, good morning. Have you decided plan is?
I'm going for the win this week.
Oh, good, because that's not what Tausch wanted. So perfect.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Jerry. Okay. What did you have something else?
The category is the sports weekend recap.
Hey, Jerry, do you think Jason's been a little jerk-storish this morning, if you're being honest?
Yeah, he seems like he's a little crabby.
Yeah, he's cranky, isn't he? Orner.
Oh. Yeah, a little bit.
Who's afraid of Tausch?
Jerry. Stay on your ground, Jerry.
All right,
there's
Jerry.
A perfect example right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry's my new favorite trivia caller. What did the Milwaukee Bucks do 18 times in the first half of Sunday's
three-pointers.
Game? Three-pointers. There you go.
Well, it takes care of the imperfect week that Tausch would have liked to have seen.
He wants to go win it. I like that. He's going to keep shaking dice until he wins.
That's right.
He's
shut
gonna
the box.
He's going to persevere and compete until he wins.
Yep. And a few days later, he'll be difficult to work with. All right, Jerry, question two. During which men's basketball conference tournament did confetti accidentally fall early in the second half, causing a brief delay in the game while it was cleaned up off the court? Did that occur in the Ivy League conference tournament, the SEC tournament, or the Atlantic 10 tournament?
Boy, I didn't see that one. Mm. Well, being I got the Atlantic 10 one right last week on accident, I'll go Atlantic 10.
The Atlantic 10 has been very good to you.
Pretty good rationale.
Pretty well done.
Good rationale.
Jesse's a big A-10 guy.
Kevin Harlan on the call, because of course he was when confetti comes flying from the sky with 18 minutes left in the game.
That would happen at the Brooklyn Nets facility, right?
It's good information retention.
All right, Jerry, which team won the Division IV WIAA Boys Basketball State Championship on a last-second buzzer beater 2 days after winning in the state semifinals by overcoming a 7-point deficit with 30 seconds remaining in that game? Is it St. Thomas More? I don't think More is spelled properly.
No, it is.
No, is it really?
Uh-huh.
More or less. Marshfield Columbus Catholic or Mineral Point?
Division IV, I think, was Mineral Point.
Jerry knows his stuff.
If it weren't for the Atlantic 10, you would have missed. You would have gotten them all wrong last week, and you would have gotten one wrong to prevent you from having a perfect day today. We're off to a perfect week start, thanks to you, Jerry. Well done.
You know, last week, if I would have been trying, I think I still would have only gotten one right, so it didn't really matter.
Mm. Well, it allowed you. Here's the thing: it allowed you to not win the prize pack, and allowed you to play today, and you got four entries into Friday's drawing, which neither
That's
Tausch
right.
nor Jesse will be here for.
Well, good. Jesse, don't pull my name, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Sounds good. I like it. Nope, you didn't get it. You didn't get one. Sorry, Tausch.
I love you guys.
Yeah, nothing.
Didn't get one what?
You didn't. Do you not? I'm sorry. Is this a different show, or do you keep track of the I love you guys at the end of trivia?
I told you before I stopped. I don't want to bully, so I stopped doing it.
I must have missed that announcement.
No, I told you that. Jesse gave me grief about you can't do that. So I said, okay, well.
Okay. I did what now?
I don't know. He's.
I don't do anything.
No, I'm sure
here.
It's on me because Jason's perfect. I'm sure. But the announcer cam, which I thought was kind of ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous when you told me the concept. Then you put it out last night. Very nice. You can't put the games out because obviously the WIA has the rights to them. But you did it, and it captured the vibe. Although your game was probably the least exciting, and you headlined with it.
Well, we went chronologically.
Did
D3, ya? D2, D1 semifinals, did D4 ya? Championship. Okay. Yes.
I thought it was more jelly wanting to be first. That's what I thought. Just telling you what I thought.
Some might say that's a jerky thing to say. Not me, though. Speaking of jerks, I want to get to Devondre Campbell, who brought up some very interesting points over the weekend as he aired some of the Packers, I guess you'd call it dirty laundry. Certainly how he felt he was treated and how he was utilized last season. He was released on Wednesday last week, and now he's spilling the tea about how everything played out. Old T and I will talk about it to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We'll do that in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.